Okay, welcome to this most exciting evening in store for us. It's February 25th, 2016, and my name is Jacqueline Grant. And this evening, for a practice group leader call, I'm so happy to introduce and welcome Qigong Master Glenn Tobey. Glenn Tobey is a licensed independent clinical social worker, amongst many other things. He has a private practice in Duluth. He has over 40 years of experience in human service. He's a Qigong master, a certified level 1 and 2 instructor. And this evening he's going to speak on the topic, Listening to the Whispers, part 1 of 6. On a series focusing on developing internal and external aspects of personal customized leadership. Okay, Glenn, the call is yours.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Those introductions are always interesting. And it's amazing how the technology works. Here you are in St. Paul, and here I am in Duluth, 150 miles away, and then I'm not sure where the callers are from, but I imagine scattered. So at least there's three listening. So this is beautiful. So the topic about listening to the whispers, a long time ago I heard this phrase, if you don't want to hear their screams, then you need to listen to their whispers first. And so when I was working with a lot of troubled youth, I realized the screams is what brought the attention to their troubles. But it was the whispers that were not being heard. And then this moved me into more of a career focus in my human service work to try to move closer and closer and closer to the whispers, and in one sense to the solution. So I kind of look at the energy, too, in the body. You know, when the energy is balanced so well, you know, things go well in the body. When it's not, it shows up in the physical body. So it's kind of like when the energy is not balanced, then the body begins a little bit of a scream. And then if there's chronic or real serious things going on, then the scream gets louder and louder. And still, that's not the focus, because it's getting to the whisper, you know, balancing the body. So balancing the body, you know, the energy is then moving into the whispers. And so we're going to talk about that less from the energy side and a lot more from the leadership side as practice group leaders and or leaders in other kind of capacities, looking at it internally, you know, as well as looking at it externally. And so I hope the words I share with you or the stories or the questions I share might, you know, give a little twist. It's like we look through life in a kind of a kaleidoscope. You know, what a beautiful perspective we can have about life. And if I can share something that would give you a chance for you to turn and go, I hadn't thought of it that way or hadn't seen it that way. And even if it's a half a sentence, I hope that you will see life in an increasingly beautiful way, even though one way that might seem like a scream, the whispers are incredibly beautiful. But before we go further into the information I'd like to share, let's start with a meditation. And so, you please close your eyes and relax. Drop your shoulders down, no tension. Put a smile on your face and take 3 gentle deep breaths. And then focus on your lower dantian, just below your navel. When you inhale energy, see it coming in through the skin, the whole body, collecting in the lower dantian. And when you exhale, visualize all that extra energy that you don't need in the body, shooting out from every part of the body to the end of the universe. Now you see the light in your lower dantian is getting brighter and brighter, warmer and warmer. In this light, you call upon your God's energy, your master's energy, the universal energy, to help you. Seeing that you're so loved by this unconditional love, you're so blessed, and you're taking this time right now to help you go deeper into your heart, to understand the leader within, asking your God, your masters, to support you and all the teachers from the past to nowadays to support you, to go deeper into your wisdom, to help you to bring out any wisdom you need to understand the power from within. By focusing on this light, you call upon your master's energy, your God, or simply the universal energy to support you in this session today, feeling all of these beautiful energies from your master, your God, your ancestors, from all the people, the teachers, the leaders who made a contribution to the growth of your knowledge, your wisdom, your spirituality, thanking them for their kindness, for their blessings. In gratitude, then you feel you are so ready with your heart open to be downloaded with any guidance and wisdom from your ancestors, from your teachers, from your leaders, to help you become a better leader, to become a better person. Now you see the light in your lower dantian shining so healthfully, so beautifully. Your whole body is vibrating with this beautiful healing energy. Then you see the light as an energy ball spinning, 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 getting brighter and brighter, but smaller. And then it becomes so small, but so bright, that you tuck it behind your navel. Now take 3 slow, gentle, deep breaths. Rub your hands together, palm to palm. Massage your face. And then open your eyes. Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you. So in this conversation, kind of one way, about internal and external leadership development, customizing. So I'm going to go through a couple of questions or so, and then, so question 1, do you consider yourself a leader? And then with that, what kind of a leader do you want to be? So both of these questions really kind of hold this idea of external leadership and internal leadership. If I look at what am I, then the answer is, I'm a spiritual person. I'm connected to the source. That's the focus on internal leadership. The question of who am I is about doing, about the forms, about what can I do, what can I accomplish. That's the external leadership part. But the overriding question between the external and the internal leadership is going back to, you know, what is your purpose? You know, remember Master Lin would ask that question, if you knew you were going to die tomorrow, what would you regret not having done or accomplished in your life? And this might be something like, I wish always to be a leader to make a difference in the world, or something to that degree. Again, that purpose has nothing to do with making money necessarily or getting famous necessarily. But that internal purpose is a feeling of coming home to your own energy signature inside you. And then when you know your purpose, you know that you're not lost. And this awakens your connection to other people and to what their purpose is, in one sense, what their whisper is. And then what's important when you know your purpose, you know, are you making the best use of your time to focus on your purpose? Being the leader that you are now, and how do you connect then to being a healer in every home and a world without pain and suffering? So if you look at another question, what are people asking of you and your leadership? So perhaps in your practice groups, you might have this sense that people are asking something of you and also of your leadership. And then how do you listen to what they might be saying, but maybe more so what their whisper might be? What are they really asking of you? And so for 10 years now, I've been doing things in my area with Qigong and practice groups and all sorts of different things. So things get to be being connected into lots of other areas and territories, and people are doing very many things. But, you know, from the leadership standpoint, there are so many people, or a lot of people, you know, in my region that make suggestions to me on how I need to run my SFQ effort, and many good ideas about when I should do this, or the times I should do something, or the content of what I need to do, or, you know, I should open up a Qigong center in Duluth, or all these incredibly wonderful suggestions from many different people. But in my leadership, I have to sort out, you know, what kind of leader am I? You know, despite what others may think or want or feel or ask of me, I may not be the one, you know, to fulfill what they're looking for, you know, to fill every wish or whim that they have, but I can give them, you know, what I am and who I am. So in these 10 years now, in kind of the external forms of leadership, there are four areas that I've kind of focused in on. And the categories are locations, opportunities, the message, and the follow-up. So from the healing of pain and suffering, it can come in many, many different forms. Yes, the movements are important. Yes, the sword fingers are important. Yes, the dressage is important. But sometimes the healing can come from a simple way of reminding people about something, a guiding of their lives in a way, helping them to look differently, perhaps a more direct teaching, a way to activate their energy, a way to inform them of how they look at life. So there are many different ways that a leader can be of great significance to someone else, you know, in their process of healing, in terms of activating that energy that's inside them. So some of the things, looking at your own form of leadership, you know, looking at mine. So I've spent a lot of time, you know, writing different kinds of flyers, almost using the flyer both to educate and then also to introduce, like, classes or other events. But I really like the idea of keeping the word out, you know, keeping the word out. So people begin to say, I think I've heard this before, you know, unless I hear Spring Forest Qigong three times, I really don't get focused on it. You know, many people have told me this. Oh, I heard about this last year. Oh, I heard about this a couple of years ago, and I put the flyer away, and then I brought it out again, you know, and then, you know, all of a sudden it almost becomes something that gradually, you know, kind of grabs their interior world, their whisper world. So for me, I find the great value of having flyers that talk about the Qigong in different places and different locations, so that people can maybe say, maybe in 2 years they'll be ready for this, or maybe in 3 years they'll be ready for this. And in one way, that's kind of my subtle way of being a leader. You know, of course, there's like radio or TV in my area that you can get little blips of time. There's lots of organizations that have brown bag lunches, or, you know, offering to do an hour introduction kind of a class or conversation. So anyway, so I've done many, many of these, you know, with the outcome being, well, I've spent an hour or so talking to people who may in a year or two or three, you know, understand the power and the scope of Spring Forest Qigong, and then maybe they'll be ready for it. So the idea of not, you know, grasping for immediate outcomes and immediate results is really a form of leadership that whether you or whether I have or do not have. And the opportunities are really endless. However, the opportunities, you know, is a way of matching your own leadership ability. So going to places, taking, you know, opportunities to speak is important. So, you know, I spend time with annual conferences for professional groups. You know, every year there's a human service conference in the Duluth area. So every year I provide a workshop, you know, and there's other kind of nursing associations or massage associations. So following perhaps the people that you may know or the professions that you may know to introduce yourself in different ways into the people doing their work and finding a way, importantly, to adapt the material that would fit into maybe how a nurse would hear something or how this person would hear this or how a teacher could understand it from a school point of view. And that's the idea about the message, you know, having the clarity from your own perspective, you know, how you understand it, how you see it, you know, and then being able to explain Spring Forest Shikong, you know, like from your heart and not just from some other pre-printed, you know, brochure. So I have spent many, many times writing and rewriting a flyer. And if I asked you, how many flyers do you think I've put out that have been different over the 10 years that I've been, you know, kind of doing this work in this area? If you've guessed under 15, then you've guessed too low. So don't think that you have to write one flyer or one thing like that, have the absolute, you know, perfect thing, and then never have to change it. So I've adapted over the years. Oh, yeah, I thought, oh, wait a minute, there's another way of doing, oh, wait a minute. You know, people actually have commented, we've seen how you have begun to grow more and more in understanding Spring Forest Shikong. And so I find that to be a really loving, a response, you know, even back to them. Yes, and this is for you too, that, you know, connecting with Spring Forest Shikong, it really is a growing thing. You don't have to master, you know, any of this the first 2 weeks or the first 2 months, or that, you know, you stick with it and it grows and grows and it changes how you see life. And then I have a living example of me. So over the last 10 years, I have all these flyers that have traced, so to speak, how I've grown in my understanding and my perspective of Spring Forest Shikong. But also having the clarity about what you want to do. And then when you're approaching organizations, you know, the whispers is really, you know, the key thing. You can certainly put out like a generic flyer or advertise your practice group, which I highly recommend. Advertise not just the flyer, but the idea that there's a practice group somewhere, you know, in your area. But when you're approaching an organization, here's an example. So a while ago, I walked into the veterans organization, a counseling center, and I talked to the director of counseling there. Now, I have credentials as a psychotherapist to equal, so to speak, this director's credentials. So I had a title, so to speak, that got me into the door. But then the conversation really didn't move toward what is Shikong or what. The conversation really from this gentleman, in a very loving, protective way, said, will this and will your work harm any of the veterans that I've been so cautiously and carefully, you know, working on their trust over these last years? So, Glenn, it's not about the program that you're offering. It really is there some way that we can talk about their whispers? We know about their screams, but I want to find a way that what you can offer will connect with their whispers. And so he was talking about the trust more than about what will Shikong do. Is this program tied into listening to what the whispers are of the veterans that might attend the group or the program? You know, and then it's like months and years, perhaps, to continually have those conversations, you know, addressing, you know, connecting with their whispers. And then for me, I've developed over this last period of time, you know, a phrase I found people really enjoy. And so the phrase that I've been using is this: I don't want you to be sick. And if you get sick, I want you to be able to get better faster. so that you can get back to doing what you want to do, get back to making a difference in the world. And so then a lot of my teaching in the practice groups now are at three different levels. You know, one is a general health focus. Another level is when something is going on. And then a third level is when there's a chronic situation. So I teach, say, 10 minutes or so in each practice group. And then now I've been addressing specific challenges. So each time I talk about sleeping challenges, or I talk about digestive challenges. You know, I talk about, you know, arthritis. And then we move into the movements and, you know, and how they fit in with looking at arthritis. So the 13 warm-up points, or the bouncing, you know, or the movements, or, you know, the meditations, almost like for that time, how do these movements fit in with the topic or the challenge that people have. And people have found that to be really helpful. Then they learn jisage and a little bit about external qigong. In the same way, they're learning about how to help themselves in their process. So finding some sort of clarity, you know, that fits into your leadership style becomes, you know, really kind of an important thing. Because then you're leading from your own heart, you know, and from your own strength. The difficulty sometimes in leadership and in doing things also, you know, is related to outcomes. You know, it is so tenuous to get caught up in the external outcome. You know, how many people are coming to my group? You know, how successful am I? You know, am I a good leader? You know, all those kind of external questions. So getting caught up in numbers, getting caught up in competition, getting caught up in comparisons. Oh, I'm not as good a leader as this person is, or that person is so creative, or that and that. You know, all that kind of external focus is really so tempting to get connected to. When the internal leadership says, no, come back to my heart. My only responsibility, so to speak, is to present information or to have this healing group or to talk to somebody in an agency. Whatever happens, whatever results come, it really is really out of my control. So learning about patience. And then the third thing is learning about patience, not getting caught up. So a fourth question I have here is, what are people asking of themselves, of their inner selves, of their whisper? And then connected to that, what are you asking of yourself? And so Master Lin has described on different occasions the seven dimension theory, and how the first three dimensions are really focused on kind of the reality of life. You know, moving from symptom to a little more involved situation to a little more involved situation. But that is connected to the reality, almost like the external world. So then as a leader, it's like moving into that fourth dimension, where that unconditioned love that moves you into the, you know, the fifth and sixth, the light and the message. And so then I ask you about your own leadership. You know, are you leading from the first, second, and third dimension? Or are you internally leading from the light in the fifth and the sixth dimension, where you see the light and you feel the love and you feel that healthy message, so that though you don't get pulled down, so to speak, into the mud, you just always from a higher point, you see things from the light. So then no matter what happens, the outcomes or the goals, it's not as important as you're connected to that light, connected to that message, connected to that unconditional love. You know, the relationship that we have with Master Lin is so beautiful and at times so complicated. You know, here as I described, you know, the ventures into organizations like the veterans, and I can tell you other stories of other, you know, organizations and stuff that I've been trying to, you know, poke around in, so to speak. But here's Master Lin, you know, organizing that same kind of thinking on a global level. So his responsibility or his calling, his purpose, is to organize a global, you know, outreach, a global connection. So then in our connection with Master Lin, with Master Lin's energy, how are we as leaders, you know, feeding into the higher level, into the higher dimensions in our conversations, in our work, you know, with the organization of Spring Forest Shikong? You know, and that means looking at, are we trying to focus on external things too much? How come this isn't happening? How come that isn't happening? And what about this? And I thought you said all those kind of external questions that have some element of importance. But from the internal leadership side, it doesn't. You know, I'm leading and I'm going to do the best I can, even if I don't have this and even if I don't have that. It would be great if I had this or that was happening. Well, none of those are happening right now. So how can I go back to my internal leadership and lead in the way, the best way I know how? And the reason I say that this way, one of the qualities of leadership is about loyalty. So a while ago, Master Lin had shared a Chinese character that when spoken, it meant loyalty. But the meaning of that character was loyalty was to the middle of the heart. So the following of Master Lin, being loyal to Master Lin, isn't following him just blindly, or he's the boss, so I'll want to do whatever he wants. The reason for me, I have loyalty to Master Lin, because everything that he does really comes to the middle of my heart, that he is looking out, you know, for my heart, not how many more people can I bring into Spring Forest Shikong and how many more things can I be doing globally. You know, no, his focus is how can I do all these things and bring this message to everybody's heart, to the middle of their heart. So the loyalty is to Master Lin for me because what he does brings everything to my heart. And because it's to my heart, then I'm loyal back to him. And then, so then as a leader yourself, how do you relate to the students that you have, the people that you talk to? Is the concern for your development, so to speak, or for your practice group, or for your activities? Or is it switched around to say, I want to do these things in order to bring the message to the middle of their hearts, finding a way that I can connect in the middle of their hearts? And I think likewise then, when people find that you're trying to connect to the middle of their hearts, then they become loyal to you as a leader. So looking at loyalty from a very deep and profound sort of way. The other quality of a leader is about ownership. You know, owning your own leadership. And I say it in a way that it's not giving away, you know, your leadership, you know, to the influence of others. It's always doing what you can do. Always having the clarity of mind and purpose that you have. Right now, this is the understanding that I have. This is my perspective right now. This is how I see things. See, owning your own experience, owning your own position in life. Not losing your own power and influence. You know, so oftentimes, a little bit over the last few years or so, I've been hearing kind of complaining and some griping and some blaming, either toward the organization of Spring Forest Shikong or elsewhere. You know, and that's losing your own power as a leader. You know, so the griping and the complaining and the blaming, you know, kind of pushes a leader down into the mud. It's not a good level of energy. And then the question is, how is it that you need to complain or blame or criticize? And what's that about your internal leadership? You know, finding some way to move into that unconditional love, everything is for a purpose. You know, letting go of things. You know, moving into the kind of leader that you want. Otherwise, you know, if you move into that mud, if you move into that complaining, if you move that into the blaming, then that's the message, so to speak, that your students will have. And then when you don't do things or something's not going right, they'll say, how come you don't? How come you don't? So the modeling of love as a leader from the inside is very, very important. So maintaining your higher point leadership and knowing that when you fall off your own path, you know how you can come back, you know, to that path of yours. So then the last question I have, and if there's any questions, is, you know, what is your inner guidance telling you about yourself? Is there something that keeps you back from being the leader that you want to be? And then just for a minute, close your eyes. And from the top of your head, just gently scan down, move your mind down, from the top of the head, through the head, the neck and the shoulders, just bring it down. And just sense, is there any part of the body that you feel almost keeps you from being the leader that you want to be? It'll take about a minute. So you might sense in your body a certain organ, a certain area, a location in your body. So remember the heart in the movements. The heart is about, you know, depressive energy, wrestling with God energy. The liver is about anger or, you know, anxiety energy. Stomach is about over-worrying, overthinking energy. Kidneys about fear energy. You know, lungs is about the sadness, the grieving energy that gets stuck. So as you scanned your body down and you felt like in any of those areas, it might be, you know, those are the things that are keeping you back from improving or strengthening your leadership. So when I've done this movement, the scanning for me, you know, what I discovered was, oh, I had this fear. Oh, wow. I thought I was confident. Oh, no. Okay. So I have this fear. So what I do? Well, I need then to increase my confidence in certain areas. So then I keep scanning my body from time to time and saying, good, you know, that's no longer resting. So in my leadership, the confidence is getting stronger and stronger. So I think I will end here with these words. I have a story I can tell, but if, Jackie, if there are any questions that anyone has written in for, if not,
okay, let me take a look and see if we have any questions. If you have any questions at this moment, please feel free to put them in. If they show up quickly here shortly, I will pass them on to Mr. Toby. At this point, I simply see a hello from Charlene in New York, New York, saying see you both soon. That was earlier. There's a hi, Jackie and Glenn, from Charlene in New York City. And hi, doggy, too. So, yeah, very cute. Maybe
that's a higher life form, you know, your doggy.
I think so. So let's give a couple of moments here and see if anybody has any questions you'd like Glenn to respond to. Type them in, and he will be happy to answer them. Let's just wait a minute or so. Glenn, that was a beautiful, beautiful presentation. Well, nothing seems to be coming in. Sometimes it takes a while for people to digest material and to formulate questions. So,
remember, my concern isn't the outcome or the results. So, questions or no questions?
There is one. I have a question for you. It's from Liz Severino from New Jersey. And this is how she is. It's very cute. This is too funny not to share. When I scanned my body, my butt, B-U-T-T, was where the energy got stuck. When I asked why, the answer came, because I have to get off it.
That's right. I have to move to do this. Move, yes. That is beautiful.
Yes. Thank you, Liz. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Okay, let me refresh one more time and see if anything else has come in. Okay. Well, Glenn, if you want to move to your meditation, you can certainly do so.
I think I'll tell a quick story and then move into the meditation.
Okay.
So the quick story is the patience of working with organizations and how much time things take. So I've always had an interest, I thought for me, that Spring Forest Chicago belonged inside the hospitals. So I offered to one of the hospitals in our area that if they would sponsor an all-day workshop, I would do practice groups inside the hospital for nothing. So they sponsored a workshop, and then I started doing practice groups there. And then in the last 2 years, you know, they fulfilled their agreement. They would sponsor Spring Forest Chicago in a workshop, and I would continue to do the practice groups. And then as that developed, as the hospital began having, like in their cancer unit, they had quarterly community workshops, and they asked me to speak for 15 minutes as one of almost the staff people to talk about Spring Forest Chicago. You know, and then, you know, the director, doctor of the cancer unit saw me in the elevator a while ago and said, "Oh, I just heard great things about your presentation. We're going to have to connect more and more." And then the cardiac, and then, you know, then the director of education is, in fact, I talked with him today, you know, about how we get connected to other things. So this kind of movement into a hospital, you know, I'm saying this in terms of whispers. You know, the external, I want this program in, how do we get it going, let's get the practice groups, let's get the connection. That's the external leadership. But the time, the 2.5 years it has taken, so to speak, to have more and more people connected to it was really a process of listening to their whispers. You know, the fears they have. What would the board of directors say? What would the patients say? Would we lose clients and patients? Would we, you know, all those kinds of questions, all those whispers that they're wondering about. So it's taken the 2.5 years to get closer and closer to their whispers. And once the whispers are heard, then the doors open. So I just want to remind you about learning how to listen to the whispers, not just of a person, but to an organization as well. So with that in mind, let's close with a meditation. So if you would, please close your eyes and relax. And see a light in your lower dantian shining so beautifully. The light's getting brighter and brighter. And by seeing this light, you feel so happy. And you feel so connected. You thank the universe for giving you this opportunity to discover how wonderful you are, how powerful you are, to be who you are. You feel so thankful to your masters from the past to nowadays for all their hard work, all their wisdom, passing down from generation to us, and now to you. You see the light with such breath, with each breath getting brighter and brighter, and you feel so connected. And so by focusing on this light, you say thank you to all your teachers from the past to nowadays for their contribution, for helping you to understand the body better. All the leaders that have guided you in your past to now, to help you know how to help others better. So say thank you to your master, to your God, for all of the guidance in your entire life leading you to this moment. And say thank you to your family for all of their support. And then picture yourself in a few minutes that you are so happy, you are so satisfied, and you are so eager now to put everything you've learned from this session into action, to turn that kaleidoscope, to help so many people to enjoy their lives again, bringing happiness and smiling and health back into their life. Picture each person and anyone in your life who comes to you for your services, and because of your services, will feel your joy, will feel your love, and because of your love and your joy, your internal life, their life becomes better. And in this way, we're all together to help this world to become a better place for everyone to enjoy. So say thank you to yourself for making and taking this time to go so deep into your own heart to discover the healer, the leader within, the master from within. And you feel so much joy in your heart, so much happiness. You feel so content and so thankful to your master, to your God, to the divine. And you ask all of them to continue to guide you in the right direction to live a better life. And you're going to bring lots of joy and happiness to your family, to your friends, in your community, and even to the world. By doing so together, we'll help this world to become a better place for every species of life to enjoy. Say thank you to the divine for helping us in this session. Say thank you to all of the teachers and leaders. Say thank you to yourself. And then picture yourself right after this session that you're so eager to apply whatever you've learned to help so many people deal with their challenges. And because of you, because of your services, their life becomes better. Because of your services, the world will really become a better place for everyone to enjoy. So see the light in your lower dantian as an energy ball, spinning, 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 getting smaller and smaller, brighter and brighter, smaller and brighter, smaller and brighter. And it gets to be so small, but so bright that you tuck it deep behind the navel. And then take three slow, gentle, deep breaths. And then gently rub the palms of your hands together for that heart energy. Massaging the face by bringing the fingertips up the bridge of the nose to the forehead, out to the cheeks, then down to the chin a few times. Massaging the ears from the top to the bottom, giving the earlobe a little extra tug for that boost of kidney energy, that vitality energy. And then go out and love as many people as you can, and making sure that you love yourself deeply. And remember that Master Lin, that Master Jackie and I, we all love you as well. Have a good night.